to be nice to be out here in California. You know, we've done a lot of work on the Chargers in the last couple days, and they look pretty explosive, like they always do. You know, offensively, they get the ball down the field, and they got a great running game and a good offensive line. And of course, they're strong in the kicking game with Sproles and Osgood and all the coverage players, and very good on third down defensively, as well as being a tough front seven. So, a couple big play corners with Cromartie and Jammer. Bring Case on in there as the third guy. So, you know, it's an experienced team. They're well coached. They're tough. They're physical. And I hope we can have a good week here and be ready to go on Sunday. I think that, the transition's been good. And we're right on where we would normally be schedule-wise. So, hopefully have a good practice today and take it from there.
A little bit of a training camp feel. It's all about football this week and no distractions.
Well, we always try to make it about football. It's been good, though. You know, I think it's good for the team to be together for a while and, come in there. And a lot of guys watched film yesterday and did some extra things. And, this gives us a chance to spend a little more time together and think about what we're doing. So,
that's
good.
That's fine. That's good. Yeah, Chargers are certainly a familiar opponent.
Yeah, it almost seems like a division game. Yeah, it does. Twice a year, so, a bit like the Colts, seems like we've seen a lot of them, even though they're not in our division.
You said after the game Sunday that you felt that first 24, 48 hours after not flying would be the important period. Do you feel like at this point, Wednesday afternoon, that the team is ready physically for week practice?
Yeah, definitely. We've got a good night's sleep Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so. Yeah, it was good. It's a lot better than, flying all the way back there and trying to get up and, watch film Monday with one eye open and, trying to get it going for Tuesday. Just feeling like you're behind all week. I don't feel like we're behind at all.
Have you seen the same with Damian Collins and I felt really well?
Oh, yeah. He looks good. Very patient. Got good quickness, speed, breaks tackles. Sproles has been a good change of pace for him. So, he's good.
Philip Rivers, his development as a young quarterback, have you seen him grow?
Good. You know, I had a lot of respect for Rivers anyway, and then last year in our game in January, I thought that he really stepped up, played very courageously after the injury, threw the ball well on not a great day to throw it, and played with a lot of toughness and courage, and certainly gave us all we wanted in that game. So, had a lot of respect for Rivers, and he's certainly chucking it down the field this year. I think they're second in the league in big plays in the passing game, and so Chambers and Jackson and Gates and Sproles and Tomlinson, and there's a lot of guys to defend there.
You were able to get Randy more involved again this last week. You guys basically thinking about that heavily?
Well, we'll try to do what we feel like it's best against the way the Chargers are playing. It's what those matchups are, and try to get the ball to the guys that can be productive with it. So, depending on how they play us, the passing game, hopefully Matt will take his reads and make good decisions and get the ball to the open player, whether that's Randy or whether it's somebody else.
But you talked about Jammer and Bill Myers, big play guys. Is there a big difference between the way they played you in the playoff game as opposed to earlier in the season, just from a style perspective?
No, I wouldn't say so. I'd say they, Coach Cottrell's been, he's been around for quite a while, very experienced coordinator, and they have their way of playing. And, they like to pressure you, they like to bring those outside linebackers. They play a decent amount of man coverage and, mix their zones in there. And they did that in both games last year.
Coach, is this practicing out here on the West Coast, you can explore this idea again when you come back here in December for the Seahawks and the Raiders?
Yeah, well, right now we're just worried about this week, so we'll see how this week goes and worry about next week. Well, Mike's one of our most consistent and versatile players. We ask him to do a lot of things defensively and, also goal line stuff on offense and all that. Mike's, very smart, one of the best prepared, smartest players I've coached. He can do a lot of things, regular defense, sub defenses,
rush the passer, playing coverage. He has a lot of different responsibilities, and I think he kind of thrives in changing it up and doing some different things, playing different spots and moving around. So, but we asked him to do that a lot. He does a good job of it.
Did Tom's surgery go well Monday? As far as you know?
Yeah, we're not gonna comment on anybody's situation. We're not gonna get into a daily update on that.
Have you had a chance to talk?
We're just worried about San Diego Chargers right now. That's what we're focused on.
Well, I know you're not going to talk about that, but both Matt and Kevin have said he's been around and been helpful. Do you anticipate that will
continue? Well, as I said before, you know, his first responsibility is to do what he needs to do, and then we'll take it from there. So,
Bill, Brandon Merriweather worked a lot on his hands during the offseason trying to make improvements. Are you starting to see that work pay off now during the season?
Yeah, you know, he's made a lot more catches in practice and you know, had some picks now in games, preseason, regular season. So, you know, that's good. Glad to see it pay off. You know, the interception against the Jets, that was a big play. And just kind of staying with it, you know, on the tip ball there in San Francisco was, you know, that was a big turnover for us after they had just, you know, taken one from us. So he has worked hard on it. Glad it's paid off and some production.
Well, a couple of things you said during the bye that you wanted to work on red area and third down defense. They improved against San Francisco. Better execution, some adjustments made. Any particular reason?
Well, no. I mean, just give the players credit. They executed well in those situations. You know, defensively, it wasn't very good in the red area, but hopefully we can improve on that. Offensively, it's good to get the ball in the end zone, which we could have done a couple more times. And third down was, you know, was good. That certainly helped us with the field position, time of possession, and you know, ultimately scoring opportunities. So that was, you know, that was good.
Any reaction, Coach, to the Roger Goodell talking to the warning the Raiders about?
We're worried about the Chargers.
What are your thoughts on the facilities here at San Jose State?
Good. You know, we haven't been out there just a walkthrough on Saturday, but. You know, it's good. We came out here and set it up. We thought it would be good. You know, it's a good good setup here. And they run a good program. And we appreciate the opportunity to use the facilities. You know, Dick Tomey's been great in terms of his cooperation and you know, making things work for us. At the same time, not trying to inconvenience them. I know they're a very important part of their schedule. And we don't want to do that. But they've been very accommodating.
Have the Patriots done something like this before, where you guys have expended an extended amount of time in the West Coast like this?
Not during the regular season.
Bill,
no.
How does Delpit O'Neill came in at the end of training camp? Is it fair to say that he's really picked up things well?
Yes. Yeah, Delta's a smart guy, you know, has a lot of experience. He's worked hard, and I think he's picked up our system. I don't, you know, obviously wish he would have been there for the training camp to, you know, get all the little things, but he certainly worked hard to accelerate the learning and the communication, the adjustments, and all those kind of things that we have to do defensively and in the secondary. And, you know, he's got a good work ethic. He's an experienced player that understands concepts and is an instinctive player, and he's put it together pretty quickly. You know, it's been very impressive, really.
Explored much of the area, or are you just worried about football?
I'll just speak for myself on that one. Yeah, we spent a lot of time trying to just, you know, do our normal thing. You know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, we're getting ready for the Chargers. That's what we're doing. It's football season.
Lawrence Maroney and Midland spotted at Alcatraz yesterday by our cameraman.
Hopefully, in civilian clothes, not in not in the prison garb. That's quite a spot out there, because if you're going to be in prison, at least you've got a good view. Pretty scenic.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.